I'll just read the sloka translation and the purport is there. So in all Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada purports are very important. That's why whenever we read, sometimes people say, I read the sloka. No? You may read the sloka, but we have to make a point to read purports. Like, purports are, one sense, more important than the sloka. If you should not say that, but it's a, because purports are, we may not understand the meaning of the sloka. We are not Sanskrit scholars, we are not pandits. But Prabhupada explains everything, what Krishna means in that, or what the sages mean. So that's why purports are very important for us. Mahadeva uvacha. If you can repeat that well and good, but not everybody may not be able to repeat. Mahadeva uvacha.
Mahadeva uvacha.
Naham
prajesa.
Balanam varnaye. Nanu chintaye. Deva maya abhibhutana danda tatra drito maya. So I'll read the translation. Lord Shiva said, my dear father Brahma, I do not mind the offenses created by the demigods, because these demigods are childish and less intelligent. I do not take a serious view of their offenses, and I have punished them only in order to right them. Translation responsibly. Lord Shiva said, my dear father Brahma,
I do not mind the
offenses created by the demigods, because these demigods are childish and less intelligent.
I do not take a serious view
of their offenses,
and I have punished them
only in order to right them.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada ki jai.
There are two types of punishment. One is that which is a conqueror imposes on an enemy, and the other is like that a father imposes on his son. There is a gulf of difference between these two kinds of punishment. Lord Shiva is by nature a Vaishnava, a great devotee, and his name in this connection is Asutosh. He is always satisfied, and therefore he did not become angry as if he were an enemy. He is not inimical to any living entity, rather he always wishes the welfare of all. Whenever he chastises a person, it is just like a father's punishment of his son. Lord Shiva is like a father because he never takes seriously any offense by any living entities, especially the demigods. Hare Krishna. So here, the scene is set. Now, Lord Brahma, see, very interesting. Lord Brahma is the father of Lord Shiva. And it's the situation here is, Lord Brahma is pacifying Lord Shiva. Brahma is a great personality. He's the Pitamaha. So he's like a grandfather of everyone. But again, his position is like a Daksha has committed an offense. Daksha is not an ordinary person, he is a Daksha Prajapati. Lord Shiva has given that up. Lord Brahma has created all the Manasaputras, all the Rishis and all the Prajapatis he has created. Now you go and populate the universe. So this is a duty. Because that is Brahma's business. Brahma has to, is a Prajapati. He is assigning all the Prajapati. So when Daksha made an offense, so it is a duty of the person to go and make the situation straight. He is going there to, because otherwise the sacrifice will be stopped and Daksha will be dead and then all other problems will start. So Brahmaji is the greatest administrator under the direction of Lord Krishna though. So he is going there and pacified Lord Shiva, and then now Lord Shiva, how he is responding to that. So this is a wonderful narration in this. So we have to understand, sometimes the punishment Not many people like it. Do you like punishment? You don't like punishment. You don't want to be punished, actually. This is the problem, because nobody wants to be punished. Because punishment means, you know, this is their thing, you know, it's a suffering. You know, like punishment, nobody likes it. But we understand, Prabhupada says also in the purport, there are two types of punishment. One type of punishment is out of envy. Sometimes the people become envious, then punish. And there is one type of punishment. Or the Prabhupada says the conqueror, he punishes. There is no mercy there. There is no well-wishing thing there. He just wants to punish for that, because he is envious of you. He just wants to punish. That's it. That is one type of punishment. There is another type of punishment Srila Prabhupada talks about, is there is out of concern. Out of concern. There is a concern there. That is why there is a punishment. What is that concern? What is the concern? What do you think, doctor? What will be the concern for the, why people will punish?
So they improve. Yes, for improvement, for a
rectification. Or because there's a punishment, that type of punishment is okay. Because we are not 100% or pure devotees here. We are not 100% perfect. We are not 100% perfect, we won't be here to start with. We are not 100% perfect. So, there is a punishment needed also. And that there is a, what is the logic behind this punishment? There is some reformation has to be there. After punishment, there has to be reformation. If there is no reformation, I keep on giving punishment, 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 I'll keep on doing the same mistake again and again. What is the use, actually? Sometimes, you know, like we are thinking the punishment is more important than the reformation. No, punishment is only one part of it, actually. Punishment is not that important, but what do we do after the punishment? Whether have we learnt any lesson? What lesson did we learn from this thing? Everybody makes mistake. Okay, so that, okay, I made a mistake. Okay, somehow some got some punishment. Then I should not commit the same mistake again. I perform different mistake. Not the same mistake. So it's like that, the whole life we keep on learning, 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 learning. This is the whole exercise in our life. Really, you can't call this a punishment. It is a mercy, actually. Not Shiva's mercy. And so this is like a, and punishment is, we understood what is the logic behind this punishment. And then there are, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of examples. Full of examples. I will request you to sometime, you have to give examples also from Bhagavatam. Not, I am not the only person who is going to speak, actually. You should give examples. You all studied Srimad Bhagavatam so nicely. There are so many, I was thinking of so many examples. I know you will be thinking of another so many examples. So all these things give us an impetus. So when the punishment is given, how to take this? This is another problem. Sometimes when punishment is given, we take it very seriously. That is good. If you take seriously, it is good. But sometimes we take personally, oh, this person does not like me. That is why he has given this punishment. Oh, this is what he is. So that type of thinking should not be the punishment. We will read. We will read how Daksha took this punishment. How the great authorities in the past, they took the punishment. When the punishment is meted out, so how they took it. So these are all the things we are going to discuss with your participation. So here, to start with, what this is like, Srila Prabhupada says, two types of punishment, we discussed that. One is that which a conqueror imposes on an enemy, and the other is like that a father imposes on his son. There is a gulf of difference between these two kinds of punishment. So, two punishments, there's a big difference there. Gulf of difference. Because the father, out of concern, he is doing for his son or his dependent, he is doing. And here the envious person, he is also giving some punishment. That punishment is out of envy. There is no straightening the person or giving some good thing to the person. Nothing there. Okay. And Prabhupada says here, Lord Shiva is by nature a Vaishnava, a great devotee, and his name in this connection is Asutosh. Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. Of all the great Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is considered topmost Vaishnava. Topmost Vaishnava. He's not an ordinary person. He's a topmost. So much so, he is like a, even Lord Brahma is his father, but even he is greater than Lord Brahma. The father, but even greater than Lord Brahma. Even Brahma is a Jiva Tattva. Up to the point of Brahma is a Jiva Tattva. But Lord Shiva is not a Jiva. He is a separate Tattva by himself. Shiva Tattva. He is on his separate Tattva. He is not a Vishnu Tattva and he is not a Jiva Tattva. He is in the middle. Shiva, Lord Shiva. He is a very great exalted personality. So he, you hear Prabhupada says, great devotee, and his name in this connection is Asutosh. Asutosh means he is easily pleased and easily displeased also. This is a beauty. Sometimes Lord Shiva is very easily pleased. He will give Varadhan, no problem, he can give. But sometimes he can easily displeased also. So that is his nature. But even his displeasure is also mercy. Whenever the Vaishnava, sometimes he chastises, and there is also a mercy component to that. It is made up of mercy component. It's not like only, it's just only chastisement. Srila Prabhupada sometimes it's heavy. But after a few minutes, he would have completely forgotten that. Whatever has happened, it's not like a keep on brooding over, oh, you did this. Keep on meditating on that for yonks. No. He would have done something, some devotee. And also he will get angry, not for personal sake, some seva para, something happened in the service or something happened, something was not done properly. That only he gets upset. He doesn't get upset for anything and everything. That is his great Vaishnava quality. So here we also see this punishment business. Lord Shiva, because Daksha, he considered Lord Shiva just as an ordinary person. He's my son-in-law. That was his thinking. He was my son-in-law. After all, he was my son-in-law. So what is the big deal? Why should I get up? But Lord Shiva's position is not that. He is such a great personality, and then he is always meditating on Vasudeva or Krishna. That is why he didn't get up. And there is no big offense in that actually. So, but Daksha got very excited, or just he got into the kind of thinking that I am a Prajapati here. Everybody is getting up. Why this Lord Shiva is not getting up? So he got very upset, and then all the cursing, counter cursing, and then Veerabhadra coming and spoiling the whole thing. Everything is happened. Now the scene is set. Now all these things are finished. Now Brahmaji is requesting. So it is very interesting. See, when a great personality requests, the other personality listens. There is an example in Srimad Bhagavatam. When Dhruva Maharaj was very, very angry when his brother was killed. When his brother was killed, he was killing people left, right, center. All the yakshas. One yaksha killed Dhruva Maharaj's brother. He was killing people left, right, center. He was killing. Then I think Brahmaji intervened. Correct? Brahmaji intervened. My dear Dhruva, enough is enough. He said, enough is enough. You have done enough? Enough. That's it. Stop it. Because they have the capacity, because they are the great personalities, and then they say, now Dhruva, please stop. Because then immediately Dhruva could understand, yes, I made a mistake. One yaksha killed my brother. For that I am taking revenge and I am killing all the whole yaksha dynasty. That is not fair. So then immediately asked forgiveness and then stopped killing business. So, similarly, there are so many instances in the history where just a great personality requests, immediately, this is for us also. Whenever we may think this is the right thing to do. Sometimes, most of the time we think like that only. Especially when we do something, this is the right thing to do. There is nothing else, there is no this thing left, no right. This is whatever I am doing, the right thing. That's what most of the time we think. But when there is a higher authority or a Vaishnava, a senior Vaishnava says, then we have to listen. At least we listen. Whether you execute it later on, that is up to you. But at least we can listen. Okay, what is this? What are you talking about? And whether I can put that in practice. That thing we can learn. So here Lord Shiva, even though such a great personality, when Lord Brahma says, immediately he says, what he is saying? My dear Father Brahma, I do not mind the offenses created by the demigods. You see, he's a great father. Huh? He's great. He's saying, I do not mind the offenses created by the demigods. Because the demigods are childish and less intelligent. Sometimes, like the demigods, they make mistakes. They make mistakes also. We make mistakes and they also make mistakes. We have the pastime of Govardhan. Like Indradev thought, I am controller of everything. Correct? What did you think, Indra? You were here? Huh? He was, what was he thinking? Yes. Greatest. Yes, that is what Indra was saying. So still you are here in Melbourne, temple room. Very good actually. Thank you. So he was thinking like that. But is that correct? The next one. Is that correct what Indra was thinking? No, here it's not like just sitting here. We have a conversation. We keep on asking questions. Okay? This is question and answer. Bhavadam is question and answer only. What the Indra thinking is right or wrong? Huh? Right? Which universe you are? Indra thinking is right or wrong? Indra thought, I am the greatest. Is that correct? Oh, see, now you are talking. Yeah. So, yeah, Indra thought like that. But Indra made great offense. He inundated Sri Vrindavan Dham with all these Samavartaka clouds and everything. Krishna tolerated. Okay. So then, as a great Bija, so this is like Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, I am the Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the seed giving father of all the living entities. Seed giving father of all the living entities. So Krishna took compassion. Krishna is compassion. Because when the child sometimes, child is very naughty. Child is never naughty, correct? Never naughty. Only fathers are the problem actually. Fathers and mothers are the problem. Child is always. Yeah, when the children they are naughty, the parents will correct. At that time, out of concern actually. Okay? Not that they don't want to, nobody wants to punish the child, but still, they want to punish, they want to rectify whatever the mistake they are doing. So they are out of concern, not out of envy. Oh yeah, now you have to suffer. Nobody does that. They want to give, okay, this person, he is going to have a life, so he has to learn this lesson so that he can go forward. So, Indra thought like that, so then Krishna said, okay, now enough, I am going to give you some punishment. So then, Indra gave so much rain and other things, and Krishna's punishment is simple actually. He just said, Indra, your power is equivalent to what? What is this? Forgotten. This is Govardhan. He just lifted Govardhan hill and said, your power is just equal to my left hand, that pinky finger, that's it. Only that tip only. He just lifted Govardhan hill and showed, Indra, what is your power? I only gave you the power. So, actually it's not a big punishment. What is a big punishment? But for him, it is, he thought, Nalaga, what is this small boy can do? Krishna proved that. And after that, finally Indra understood, oh okay, I am dealing with this Supreme Lord. And then he asked for forgiveness and all this. So this is, it is Krishna's mercy that he is giving some punishment or some kind of understanding for, because this is like Krishna does not have to personally come. Krishna does not have to personally come to give all, but being demigods are also devotees to set right, he personally comes and then he chastises them many places. Krishna sometimes comes, chastises, and then what you have done? So Krishna comes and does all these activities for, and that is Krishna's mission. Actually, the whole world is punishment only, if you think about it in a higher sense. Because the conditioned souls, that is the people here in this living, this material world, they have this tendency to separately enjoy from Krishna. So Krishna created this material world. So the material world, only that itself is a punishment. We don't realize that. Because this punishment is packaged in such a wonderful way. We think it's a wonderful place. Why should I leave this place? And sometimes we talk to people like, and you are asking me to go to Vaikuntha, Goloka. I'm not interested in all these things. Why should I go? I'm happy here. But just hang on for a minute. Hang on. Then all these things are going to start. What are these things to start? Janma, Mrityu, Baya. Huh? Yeah? All these things will start. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Birth, death, disease, old age. As if that is not sufficient. Adi Atmik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik. All the kleshas are there. Everything is just like a bombarding us. Everything is bombarding us in the material world. And then we think still it is a comfortable place and I can live here permanently. No, it's not possible. We can't live here permanently. Because Krishna, having created this material world, he gave this rubber stamp and put Dukkalayam Asaswatam. Here we don't make a permanent settlement here. Still you can get your PR citizenship. No problem. Don't give up all these things. You need to, don't throw the passport or anything. You still have all of that. You have to keep with you. But the place is Tukkalayam Asaswatam. Whatever you do, you can't make a permanent situation here. You may be a king or you may be some pune. Doesn't matter. Whatever may be. Here we can't make a permanent situation. That's it. Period. So that is why Shastra is recommending slowly we have to, that is why this punishment is given. The body itself is a punishment. Body is a punishment also because the body is aging, the disease, and all these things are given. So slowly and steadily we have to understand we are not this body. We are servant of Krishna. Why I am suffering here? I should be serving Krishna. So that understanding has to come. That is why the punishment is given. Sometimes we think punishment is just one side and we forget what lesson we have to learn from this punishment. We forget that. So that is not good. So like this we have Srila Prabhupada says further in the purport, he is always satisfied and therefore he did not become angry as if he were an enemy. Daksha did so many things, so many kind of behavior was not up to the mark, but still Lord Shiva tolerated. And then finally at a certain stage, so that's it, Daksha has to be finished. So now he is going to show mercy to Daksha. And now after that you hear all the prayers of Daksha, you will read that complete transformation. This is the beauty. So when the mercy of the Lord, mercy of the great devotee is given in the form of a punishment, but also that is a big mercy. That is a big mercy. Like that reminds me of a story where Nityananda Prabhu gave this mercy. To whom? We celebrated one festival 2 days ago. Remember what festival we celebrate? Panihetti festival we celebrated. So this is pastime, wonderful pastime. This is called Danda Mahotsav. This is called Danda Mahotsav. What is Danda Mahotsav? It's like Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army. But he could not. Every time he was going, somebody will drag him back to his father's place. He will go there, somebody will drag. Like this keeps on happening. So when Nityananda Prabhu and all the associates were there in that Panihetti village at Hare Krishna, when they were there at that time, Raghunath Das Goswami came, and Raghunath Das at that time, so he just paid obeisances from a distant place, and then Nityananda Prabhu caught hold of him. You are a thief. You are trying to go directly there. You won't be able to go. I am just going to give punishment. He gave a punishment. What punishment did he give? Big one. What punishment? Don't know. We all had Panihetti, we all had Chida Dahi, all this thing. What punishment he gave, don't know. You should know that. Yeah. We have to give you a punishment. We have to give some punishment. Today, your punishment is you have to eat all the pakodas and everything. You only should eat. You should eat all of them. So the punishment is, Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful. Now I am going to give you a punishment. The punishment is, you have to make lot of this Chira Dohi. This is a cheap rice and flat rice. You have to be the sweet and so many preparations they were having. So many wonderful preparations they are making. So you have to feed everyone. All the Vaishnavas. So that is the punishment. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das, he took it very seriously. Yes, this type of punishment is very nice, very essential. So that this is a, even though it says Danda Mahotsav, even though the punishment is given, but the end result is bliss. Raghunath Das Goswami. After that, finally Nityananda Prabhu said, now you will attain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shelter very easily. That's it. When Nityananda Prabhu says you will attain, that's it. You have to attain only. There is nothing else possible. So these are all the things. The punishments are there, and the punishment, even though the punishment meted out, is like a blessing only. Correct. The punishment is not a punishment. Punishment is a blessing. Like the here also, when Lord Shiva gave the punishment to Daksha, yes, his head was removed. But now he is going to get different head. Which head? Can you make a guess? Goat's head. He is going to get a goat's head. We are going to read. And not God's head doesn't mean that he will be no. He talks wonderful prayers. Wonderful prayers to Lord Shiva, even Lord Vishnu is going to appear. This is all like a trailer. This is a trailer before the movie comes. So what is going to happen? So we are just, is a trailer we are trying to give. So this is like a English. There is a saying: spare the rod and spoil the child. Have you heard about that? Here in Australia, very difficult to say. I think we have to. Okay, if you then the child abuse council will come and catch us. Spare the rod and then spoil the child. This is what the reason is. Sometimes what happens? When we have to straighten, we have to straighten at that age. If you don't straighten, Chanakya Pandit says, after 15 years, you have to be friend only. You can't, they will straighten you. Father, they will call the police and saying that now my father is having a rod in the hand. You please come and get him. So this is like a, but the punishment given is like a, and the way we take the punishment, that is very important actually. The way you take the punishment, like in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a wonderful sloka, most of you will know. Tattena kampam susumikshamana bunjena evatma kritam vibhagam. This is like a sloka where, sorry, I wanted to read this small purport where Prabhupada explains this nicely. Instead of me saying something, 12th chapter. Just please listen a little bit attentively. This is 12th chapter, 13-14 sloka. Purport Prabhupada says, coming again to the point of pure devotional service, the Lord is describing the transcendental qualification of pure devotee in the two verses. A pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstances, nor is he envious of anyone, nor does a devotee become his enemy's enemy. He thinks, this person is acting as my enemy due to my own past misdeeds. So it is better to suffer than to protest. Most of the people will not agree. Why should I suffer? Why should I suffer? You say, the past misdeeds, this is happening. Why? I didn't do anything in this life. So far I have been good only to everyone. Correct? Most of the time people ask this question. But unfortunately, it's not only this life is counted, past lives also counted. So many lives are counted. So many lives we have done, so many activities we have done. And all this, but Krishna gives like a package. Because all this, Krishna gives everything one shot, then we will never get up only. That much karma we have actually. So Krishna balances. Krishna gives a balance, some happiness, some suffering. Happiness, suffering. Not Krishna personally doesn't have to do. Krishna's energy, Maya Dakshina Prakriti. So she gives in a particular way so that we can realize, we can understand what are, because the fact that today we are suffering, that means already we have done something. There is Krishna's thing, there is no flaw. The Krishna thing, there is no flaw. It is not, oh, some mistake has happened, some computer got screwed up there, and that is why I am suffering here. No, nothing like that. Because we have done something and we have to reap the results. And by reaping the results, what you do is you are burning your karma. This is another thing also. Sometimes I suffer, some people pray, you know, like, oh, Krishna, please remove all the sufferings from me. Why to remove all the sufferings actually? Suffering, sometimes you will remember Krishna. If you remove the suffering, then you may not remember Krishna. There is a nice pastime when Vasudeva Datta, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling South India, at that time he was having some leprosy. He was great devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and then his whole body became so beautiful, like a demigod body. Then Vasudeva Datta is lamenting, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what you have done? When I had leprosy, it was good. I will never get attracted to anything. Nobody will get attracted to me. Now you gave me a beautiful body. It's a punishment. That is his thinking. Our thinking is like, Krishna, whatever happens to you, or doesn't matter, everything should be fine. This is our problem. Our problem is different. Kunti Devi's problem is different. Kunti Devi says, let all the calamities happen again and again. She wanted that thing. What, one or two calamities, so much calamity, so much problem, so much disturbance in her life. She says, let all the calamities happen again. She's not mad or anything, but she says, Punarbhava Darshanam, I will keep on having your darshan, let everything happen, no problem. So these are all the devotees. They are devotees. Prahlad Maharaj, so he was underwent so many punishments, those punishments were envious punishment. Not Hiranyakashipu didn't do all the punishment for giving some this thing. He was envious. He was envious of Prahlad Maharaj. Envious. Oh, you are not listening to me. Who is protecting you? Let me see. I will kill you. So all these punishment. But Krishna protected. Krishna protected. Whatever happened, they could not do even nothing to Prahlad Maharaj. So this is, so just read what Prabhupada continues in this purport. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8, it is stated, Tattena kambham susumikshamana bunjana evatna kritam vivaham. Whenever a devotee is in distress or he has fallen into difficulty, he thinks that it is the Lord's mercy upon him. This is a very, very nice statement. Whenever a devotee is in distress or has fallen into difficulty, he thinks that it is the Lord's mercy upon him. He thinks, thanks to my past misdeeds, I should suffer far, far greater than I am suffering now. So it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that I am not getting all the punishment I am due. I am just getting a little by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is always calm, quiet and patient despite many distressful conditions. A devotee is always kind to everyone, even to his enemy. So, the devotee thinks when the suffering comes, yes, my past misdeeds. But Krishna is very kind. He is only giving a token reaction. He is not giving the full reaction. If we give the full reaction, we won't be able to get up only. He's just giving a token reaction to remind us, oh, we are still in the material world. Just better come to senses. Just sometimes some kind of jolts has needed also. Because otherwise, we take it for granted that we are very expert in this. Take it for granted in the material. Everything we take it for granted. Yeah, everything is for me, the road is for me, everything is for my pleasure, aham bohi. That mentality is there with us. So that is why this punishment is given, this body is given, the diseases are given, or the old age is given, so that we can come to senses. What senses we have to come? Yes, this place is not a place for enjoyment here. We have to rectify. That is why by this punishment there has to be some rectification. Like Parikshit Maharaj was asking Sukadeva Goswami, people are doing so many things in a counteracting measures, prayaschitta. Prayaschitta, counteracting measures they are doing, and he was not very happy. What is this use of this prayaschitta? Do some activity, mistake and punishment and prayaschitta. Why do this prayaschitta? He was saying, what do people do? They do prayaschitta and then again start the same activity again. Sometimes we are not targeting anyone. That happens to everyone, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, everybody is doing the same thing. They go do some activity, go to church or temple, mosque, and then pray on Sunday. What is the use? Parikshit Maharaj was very intelligent. So, because Sukadeva Goswami was testing Parikshit Maharaj, how he is, because sometimes we test also whether he are listening, doing anything, so that's it. They are in their own world actually. So Parikshit Maharaj was tested like that, whether he is really understanding or doing something else. So then he said, what is the use? Then he said a nice example, Kunchara Saushava. This is like the elephant taking bath. Now story, Hare Krishna, you know elephant taking bath?
Yeah.
Huh? Have you seen elephant?
Yes.
Where? Zoo?
What?
Yeah. Okay. Elephant taking bath is a very nice example given by Parikshit Maharaj. But what is the use of this? Elephant takes bath and then comes to the bank. What it will do? Huh? Dirty again. Oh, I think you are still here actually. I thought you were in a different world. No, you are the same world. So, it just again puts the dirt again. Huh? What is the use? Just now you took bath. You just chanted Hare Krishna and did all the prayers and everything. Go out and do something which is non-Krishna conscious activity. What is the use of this prayaschitta? Okay, at least coming to the temple is good. There is nothing wrong in that. But we have to make advancement. So that is why we don't want to remain in the situation where just only, oh, I perform, this is like a, oh, this is a ritual, some ritual coming to the temple and then going home and doing same activity again. No, here the situation, we want to make advancement. tangible advancement we want to make. That is why Srila Prabhupada made, yeah, this is needed. Achar, vichar, this is needed. We have to study and then we have to perform some activities. So that is why Lord, out of His mercy, gives this punishment. Lord Shiva gave this mercy, similarly Lord Krishna also, because He feels, I am responsible. Aham bija pradapita. He is like a seed giving father of all the living entities. If somebody is committing an offense, then Lord takes, okay, now it is, now I have to intervene. I have to intervene. And the nice pastime when... very good, very good. Thank you. Jaya Vijaya stopped them. And they stopped and then Sanat Kumara became angry. Normally they don't become angry. They became angry. And then they cursed this Jaya Vijaya. And immediately Lord Vishnu came. Yes, Lord Vishnu. See, again, it's another gesture. See, like when a subordinate commits a mistake, immediately the higher responsible person, he comes. Like Brahmaji, Daksha performed a mistake. So Brahmaji comes and then he pacifies. So immediately when Jaya Vijaya made a mistake, and then Lord Vishnu comes, oh, my dear Rishis, he said, these people, they committed an offense. So then he was like very apologetic to them. So this is like all these things that we can understand. The punishment given, see, our understanding should be, we take punishment in always in the negative sense. Oh, I am being punished, I am being punished, I am being punished. No, the punishment is for our betterment. As long as the concern is there, there is no envy there. So that is why Prabhupada, normally we call ever well-wisher. Correct? Ever well-wisher. What is the meaning of ever well-wisher? Ever well-wisher means he always wishes good, suhrut. Krishna is suhrut. No? He says, suhrutam sarvat bhutanam. Krishna is suhrut. He is always well-wishing friend of all the living entities. Bhuktaram ekatapasam sarvaloka mahesham suhrutam sarva bhutanam nyatvamam shanti mrichati. So he is well-wishing friend. So as a devotee of Krishna, we also have to imbibe that mood of well-wishing. We have to wish that. Yes, somebody made a mistake. But it's not, nobody is eternally condemned. Oh, you made a mistake. Keep on talking about, no. Now we have to rectification. After rectification, we come back to normalcy. That is what has to, that is our philosophy. Nobody is eternally condemned. Some people are saying, oh, you are eternally condemned, you go to hell. No. Ours is not like that. Ours is, yes, we have some issues are there, and then once we sort out the issue, and then you become wonderful devotee, and then we go back home back to Godhead. So that is why, if we take that mood, so that is why even the problems are coming, punishments are there, some situations, our mood should be how, in all circumstances, I should never forget Krishna. Like Kunti Devi's prayer, no? We may not be that advanced, we don't want all the problems, but the remaining problems we'll tackle remembering Krishna. We have to remember Krishna. Because then, we can pray to Krishna. Krishna, please give me the intelligence so that I can remember you, I can face the problem. Correct? By facing the problem, by burning your karma, then you make advancement. So that our mood should be like that. Not just like a go away from the problem. Krishna, please nullify all the things. Krishna has nothing else to do to just keep on solving all your problems. So instead we serve Krishna, we engage in devotional service to Krishna. Krishna completely indemnifies you from all the things. Aham tam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami master. Krishna only automatically does. Why you have to go and ask Krishna? Krishna does automatically. If somebody surrenders to Krishna, Krishna takes charge of this person's life. Then now I will do. He takes charge of it. Like Arjuna. See, when he surrendered to Krishna, then that's Krishna, I take charge. Krishna took charge of this and that he made sure that everything is set for him. Otherwise it's not easy. All the big sharks, Prabhupada explained us, he took shelter of Krishna. That's why Krishna says, nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. You become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. That is instrument. For us also the same instruction. It's not only Arjuna. For us also. For we do things and then we depend on Krishna. Not that we don't depend, we have to depend, we do our activity and then we depend on Krishna also. Sometimes people say, this karma mimamsa philosophy is like, I will do my work, the results will come automatically. Yeah, the result will come, but it is not mandatory that result has to come. You may perform work, but that means everybody is performing, everybody should become a millionaire. That doesn't happen. So you can perform your work, but you need the mercy of Krishna also. You are entitled to, that's why karma neva adhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadashana. You perform your work, but without expecting the results. Then Krishna gives the result. Automatically Krishna gives. Based on your, what you deserve, Krishna gives. You may desire so many other things. That is a different thing. You may desire so many other things, but Krishna, according to whatever you deserve, accordingly he gives. So this way, here Prabhupada concludes this purport. He is saying, he is not inimical to any living entity, rather he always wishes the welfare of all. Whenever he chastises a person, it is just like a father's punishment of his son. If the father punishes the son, there is no envy there. Concern there. Oh, my son, if he is not straightened now, later he will suffer in life. So better learn the lesson now. That is why. So same way, father chastises because of concern, because of affection. This is affection actually. It is an affection, correct? Sometimes like you touch a fire, oh, don't touch it. It's not a chastisement, it is affection. Because of the affection, father chastises or punishes the child. And he says, Lord Shiva is like a father because he never takes seriously any offense by any living entity, especially the demigods. The demigods, they are also devotees. Like sometimes we should not think in a derogatory way. Oh, demigods, like Indra, he made a mistake. There is a little bit of something happens. Not always. Most of the time they remember Krishna. Most of the time always remember Krishna only. But sometimes they forget and Krishna. And you understand, Krishna personally comes to rectify. That means their position is also very great. Otherwise, why Krishna would personally come? For us, just Maya Devi just kicks here, kicks there, left, right. For us, Krishna does not personally come. But those devotees, Krishna come, because that means they are also great devotees. They are also devotees. They have some desires are there. But that's why they come personally. Sometimes Krishna personally comes and Krishna sends his representative to fix the problem. All the time Krishna does not have to come. Like Jaya Vijaya were such a great devotees. Krishna personally came. Yes, I want to come. And he also want to fight. That is another story. He wanted to fight. And he got that, sometimes we say, that mood of fighting. So Krishna also had a mood of fighting. So that's why he personally came. Jaya Vijaya came as Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Sisupala and Dandavaka. Like Krishna personally came and then fixed everyone, gave sufficient punishment and then took them back. This is the beauty. Krishna gave the punishment and final thing is, the final fruit is, went back to Vaikuntha. They are reinstated in their position. So like this, we also, sometimes the punishment may come from different people, some seniors, sometimes it can come the spiritual master, some authorities. So we have to take it in the right perspective. Yes, they are giving something, they are not saying anything out of it. And also the people who are punishing, they should also be careful. We have to not keep some kind of envy or some kind of hatred or something. We should not keep it. Because we should be interested in the welfare of the living, like a Prabhupada, well-wisher, always well-wisher. Even though sometimes a person would have gone, everybody will criticize. Prabhupada will say, no, he has done so much for us. So you should encourage. That should be our mood. Our mood should be, it is, Prabhupada says, it is very easy to drive away from Krishna country one person. Very easy. Just one word is sufficient. To make one person, you need gallons of blood. Right? Make one devotee. But just drive away one person, that's it. One word only is sufficient. That fellow will never come back to Krishna. What service is that? It's a disservice actually. So we have to be, as a devotees, we have to be very careful how to deal with them. New people come, everybody comes. So we have to be encourage them and also we have to teach them, learn them. All these things we have to do. This way we can do service. We can do this way. So that's why when we take punishment, we have to understand, yes, punishment is given for a purpose and then I have to have some rectification. This always have to be there. Without rectification, I go through the punishment. Okay, so what next? Oh, you beat me two times, okay, so the next time I'll do the same. That is not good. So we have to learn and then from there we can make advancement. So let's stop here if there are any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.